is a Fox News alert. Supreme Court reaction to a Supreme Court leak. Elisa Brady. The first statement from the High Court just released confirming that a draft opinion published yesterday in a pending abortion case is authentic, but also adding it doesn't represent a decision by the court or the final position of any member. Chief Justice John Roberts calls it a singular and egregious breach of trust and says if this betrayal was intended to undermine the integrity of the court's operations, it will not succeed. He's also directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak. But Republicans suspect a political motive.
Whoever committed this lawless act knew exactly what it could bring about.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says liberals want to elevate mob rule over the rule of law. President Biden telling reporters a short time ago,
concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
But he's also concerned the rationale discussed in the draft opinion could throw into question other decisions related to privacy, leaving them in the hands of states.
Does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? It's against the law in Florida? So it's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
The president also says he hasn't yet thought through what this means for Democrats' arguments in the midterms, though his initial statement released earlier said if the court does overturn Roe, it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials in November. National Democrats are appealing a ruling in New York that declared the state's redistricting maps unconstitutional, arguing there isn't enough time to redraw those maps and still comply with a federal law designed to get ballots to overseas voters, including military personnel, in time. Today's appeal wants maps drawn by the legislature to be reinstated. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Primary day today in Indiana and in Ohio, where the Republican side of the Senate race is crowded.
Most of the polling heading into today indicated that most voters have not settled on a candidate here in the GOP Senate primary. They just simply haven't decided. Seven hopefuls are on the ballot in what has become an increasingly bruising battle to take on the Democrat in November. You've got J.D. Vance, who received the surprise and much coveted former President Trump endorsement. It gave his flailing campaign a remarkable shot in the arm. There's Josh Mandel, who expressed disappointment in Trump's choice. The former state treasurer is closely aligned with policies supported by the Trump base and is hoping that brings him across the finish line first.
Fox's Alicia Acuna in Cleveland, the winner expected to face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan to fill the seat Republican Senator Rob Portman is leaving. Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol say Russian forces are storming the steel mill, where fighters and civilians have been holed up in the besieged city. Dozens of civilians had been evacuated from that plant over the weekend. There's more information about a country star's tragic death.
Country star Naomi Judd died by suicide following a long battle with mental illness. Multiple sources confirmed the news to People magazine. Judd took her own life Saturday, a day before she and daughter Winona Judd were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Winona and her sister Ashley announced their mother's death at the age of 76 Saturday. In a social media post, it read, "We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered, navigating profound grief, and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public." A representative for Judd told Fox News Digital there is an investigation by law enforcement and the coroner's office. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stocks are higher. Right now, the Dow is up 231 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.